And praise God, before we start here, I'm just going to sing a little ditty before we read this scripture. Hallelujah. Hope my voice doesn't crack, but I'll just sing it as unto the Lord. Oh, how I love Him, how I adore Him, my Lord and Savior, my Lord of all. He has become my all, my everything, and I desire to serve Him forevermore. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Nehemiah 13:13. My wife told me, don't sing and be a ham, but I can't resist. Nehemiah 13:13.
I like ham. So.
And I made treasurers over the treasury, Shelemiah the priest and Zadok the scribe of the Levites, Pedaiah, and next to them was Hanan, the son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute unto the brethren. And you may be seated. Praise God. Father, we thank you for the word, and we pray that it be your word and not my word, Lord, that it would bring grace to the hearers. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And this message started about, I would say, about a week ago. As I was praying, the Lord showed me in the Spirit a post office. And each believer had his own or her post office box. And each one had letters or packages in them. And I believe that God began to speak to me that they are distributed by the Postmaster General of Heaven. And that we are to take and to distribute the gifts that we have onto God, to give them back to Him. And today, Brother Bob, Pastor Bob Paquette, as I affectionately like to call him, Pastor Bob Pawpet, because he likes dogs like me. But the whole deal is that he came up with a beautiful thing here. I'd like to read it, talking about gifts. And it was in Sunday school. It goes right along with this message. God will use whatever you've got. What is that in thy hand is the name of it. When God asked Moses, what is that in thy hand? You can almost hear the discouragement in his reply. A rod, just a walking stick. He used it to work. He used it to worship and he used it to walk. It was what came naturally to him. Today, the Lord wants you to know that he'll use whatever comes naturally to you. The secret is put what you've got into his hands. Make it available to him. When Samson faced 1,000 Philistines, he had nothing to fight with but the jawbone of an ass. It was what was available to him, but it was enough. You know, reverently speaking, God could have used a daffodil, you know, if that was all he had. And when Ray Bevan from Wales preached recently on this thought, one of his church secretaries came to him in tears and said, I see it all my life. I felt inadequate and inferior because I wasn't talented like other people. I never thought that God could use me. But today I see God has been using me for years. Every time I sit down at my word processor and type 90 words a minute, that's God using my gift. Amen. You know, it's amazing how many people devote their lives to a job that has nothing to do with their talents or their real desires. Stop trying to be someone else and do with your talents, discover who you are. Instead of trying to compare yourself with others or change the way God has made you, recognize the gifts and the strengths that you've got, then start building on them. Child of God, start recognizing what's available to you and what comes naturally to you. Then put it into his hands. You'll be amazed what he can do with it. And so I thank God for that. And it's like this, you know. I know that men and Ray, and that Ryan too, if he was here, that they would tell you that to produce any fruit or any crop, you got to turn over the earth. Amen. And we've got to turn over the earth of our life for God to be able to use what he's already planted in us. He's the one that has given us these gifts, amen? Amen. And he wants us to distribute them to our brethren. So turn, if you will, with me to the book of Esther, chapter 9 and verse 19. We're talking about unwrapping our gifts today and allowing God to use us for His glory and to bless other people. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. In Esther 9:19, therefore the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the on-walled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting and a good day and of sending portions one to another. That word portions there means gifts. And it was a good day to send gifts to one another. We've got to bless our brethren, amen? Because when they're feeling down, God's put us in a position to bring them up. And it's the same way. I call it seesaw spirituality. You're on the one side of the seesaw, and you get on it, it goes down. Lifts the other person up. Then they're on the other side of the seesaw, and they lift you up, amen? Hallelujah. Praise God that you and I are able to do it. And also with God, just yesterday, he spoke me to the word tricycle. And you know what a tricycle is. A little kid, before you learn to ride a big bike, when I was a little boy, I got on that tricycle, and it has three wheels on it. Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And as I keep turning, He'll take me where I need to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we thank Him for that. And we thank Him that He helps us to give portions one to another. And you know, Acts 20, verse 35 said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Praise God. I know our beloved brother Jack says that when he was a young fella, he would go next door. His parents would tell him, go next door to certain neighbors. They were older folks. And he'd go over and he'd shovel their walk when it had snowed. And he said it just made him feel so good. And doesn't it feel good when you're able to give some to somebody? It feels better to receiving. Sometimes a little awkward. When we get something, you really don't know what to say. Or you're overwhelmed. You're humbled, of course. But thank God that, praise God, it feels so good to give. Hallelujah. And we need to keep doing it. Because it is more blessed to give than to receive. And speaking of, you're thinking of getting a gift now. His greatest presence to us is His presence. Amen? And we want to take the gifts that He's given us and unfurl them to our brothers and sisters. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is good. And He is always good. And forever good. Praise God. Well, turn with me to Matthew 68. Matthew 68 and verses 18 and 19. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Praise God that He came to us, that He ascended on high, and that He has led captivity captive, and that He has received gifts for men, and for the rebellious also. Praise God. Brother Craig.
What verse was that?
That was Psalm 68, verse 18 and 19. What did I say? I was seeing if you were paying attention. No. Forgive me for making a mistake. Hallelujah. I was actually talking about gullible people. No. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's why they put erasers on pencils, because we all make mistakes. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Didn't want to send you on a goose chase there. We're after the Lord. We're chasing after Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. He led captivity captive, and thou hast received gifts for men. And He knew before we were born, He placed in us the giftings that we'd have. He knew all about us. He knew every profession that we'd ever work in. And He knew what His best gift was for each one of us. And He desires for us to reach that potential, not just for Him, but He wants it for you, and He wants it for your brethren too. Amen. That you can bless one another. Hallelujah. Because we all need it. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Matthew 18. Actually, you don't even have to turn there. In Matthew 18:20, it says, for where two or three are gathered together in My name, there I am in the midst of them. You know, we're like snowflakes, each one of us, individual, made by God. You know, one snowflake, every snowflake is unique and different than any other one that God has ever produced in the history of time. And the whole truth is that they're all snowflakes, are like us, they're all heaven sent to earth. And as the snowflakes fall to earth, they become one, blanketing the earth together. We are all a conglomeration of His salvation. Amen? And we're all different, but when we come together, we can put a blanket over people, a blanket of love, a blanket of encouragement, a blanket of comfort. Amen? Amen. And we need to do that as a body. We need to comfort one another. He is the God of all comfort, and His people want to be like their God. So we thank Him and we praise Him for that. And you know, every scripture is a gift to be opened and tied with the ribbon of the scarlet thread of redemption. Hallelujah. Every scripture is a gift. And now we can go to the book of Matthew. Matthew, the 7th chapter, in verses 7 through 12. Hallelujah. And as you're turning there, I told Brother Bob this, Pastor Bob, on a bus trip when we went to Lancaster there. And I said, you know, Matthew, I can imagine Jesus coming up to him. You know, Matthew was a tax collector. And I can imagine Jesus coming up to him and saying, Matthew, life is taxing. Follow me. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Matthew 7 and verses 7 through 12. And we're just going to go through these verses. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, of whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, He's got the goods, and He giveth the goods. And do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. The golden rule is a gift unwrapped in love. Amen? We've got to unwrap it. We have placed into us as believers the golden rule. But we've got to put it into practice. Amen? We've got to put that golden rule into practice. And that is a gift to anybody that we come in contact with. You know, like the old saying is, you know, somebody gives you lemons, you come to meet them. Make lemonade out of it. Hallelujah. And have a sunny side up disposition. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. You know, the inventory of our gifting is found in God's storehouse in heaven. It's at our fingertips and at our lips. Because that's where our gifting comes from, is the Lord. Amen. He's implanted with us the gifts from before we were born. And it's getting to know, what is the gifting that I have? And praise God. He'll show it to you. You may already know it. But it's also implementing that gift and using it for His glory and to bless the brethren. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank Him for that. You know, prayer is a gift every believer needs to open up to. You and I are called in prayer to be spiritual midwives, praying for a safe delivery for folks. Amen? You and I are definitely called to be spiritual midwives, praying for a safe delivery for folks. Praise God. The gift of prayer is like certain takeout food businesses. You get free delivery. You just got to call. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the business end of God, I think of the business end of like a double-barrel shotgun. We know what that is. Amen? Where the bullets come out. But the business end of God is prayer. It's comforting one another. It's doing deeds that are inspired by God. It's repentance. It's forgiveness. It's all these wonderful things. It's mercy. It's grace. Praise God. And it's gifting. The business end of God is not only having a gift. You can get a gift and somebody can set it at your feet. But what good is it if you never open it? God wants us to open our gifts and use it for His glory and to bless our brethren. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank him, and we thank him. You know, when in deep waters, you have to come up for prayer. In prayer, God prepares us every day to be served. Amen? And we want to be served to our brethren and to the world that's outside. You know, when a person sees, listen closely to this, when a person sees that Jesus, the Son of God, died for their sins and asked for forgiveness and receives Jesus as their personal Savior, God becomes their Father relatively quickly. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 3:16. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And that's the unspeakable gift. The gift that's not MasterCard or whatever one of those that says the gift that keeps on giving. No. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. And he continues to give. Whosoever will. Amen. He continues to give. He continues to love. He continues to be there for people who don't even want to hear from him. But one day we pray will. And we'll fall in love with him like we did. We praise his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. Turn with me now, if you will, to Romans 12. Romans 12. In verses 5 through 13. Romans 12, verses 5 through 13. And I'm just going to read it first. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation, abhor with that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Hallelujah. Thank God. In verse 5, so we being many are one body in Christ and every one members of one another. Praise God. We belong to one another. We belong to one another. Praise God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That we belong to one another? Verse 6. Having then gifts according to the grace that is given us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Gifts chosen by God for each one of us. Praise God. He's got a gift for you. And he has a gift for me. And we need to open them up to bless one another. Amen. In verse 7, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching. Wait on your ministry. We all have a ministry. It may not be preaching in the pulpit, but it may be something that God has given just for you. Whatever it is, he'll show you what it is. It might seem to you to be simple, but it's important. You know, God has governments. He's got people with a gift of administration. And he also has people not of the gifts of help, but helps. That's plural. That means there may be multitude. Amen? And if you obey God, whatever gift he's given to you, and you obey him, that's greater than somebody that might appear to be more noticed. Because you're being faithful in that gift. And if you're obeying God in the gift that he's given you, praise God, that's all you can really do. You've done your part. Amen? Amen. All you can do is go to God and tell him your heart. You know, there's some things that you don't understand. Just trust his hand. Amen? And don't be all worried about it. He's already implanted you certain gifts. Gifts for business. Gifts to bless the body with. Whatever it is. And it might be business. It might be whatever it is. God will let you know what your gift is. Whatever you're good at, you know, like we read before from that excellent article there, praise God. Number 8, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Praise God, some people are exhorters. They just want to root you on And we need to have, we need to put the "and" encourage. We need to encourage people. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to encourage people because people need encouragement. Because the devil was out there with the tool of discouragement. The world is out there with the tool of, you know, discouragement. There are circumstances that are out there to discourage you on a daily basis. The car will break down. Two cars will break down. Whatever will happen, you're going to be tempted to do a lot of things. And sometimes you don't make a habit of it, but you might fall into something you didn't want to fall into. You ask the Lord to forgive you and you go on. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're all tempted. We're all tempted to sin. Nobody's immune to it. But hallelujah, we have the body, we have each other. And God is with us. And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen? Amen. Praise God. We can thank Him for that. So we need to exhort. And we need to give with simplicity. Don't let your right hand know what the left hand is doing. Amen?
Yeah.
If we give somebody something, we don't want to go, din, din, din. God's man of faith and power. I have just given you this gift. No. We need to just be quiet about it and bless the person. And God will give the increase. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Right hand and on the left. And we need to give with mercy, with cheerfulness. And praise God. Hallelujah. We want to give mercy to people and to do it with a loving and with a cheerful heart. You know, God loves a cheerful giver. Amen?
Amen.
He really does. Because somebody says one time, my first pastor, his name was Richard Adams. He went to become a missionary to China. And he used to say, you can't give outgive God, but you can if you outgive him in if you don't give him faith. In other words, you're giving begrudgingly. So to give to God, God does love a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Verse 9, let love be without dissimulation. Hallelujah. We love from an equal opportunity God. Amen? And we're flawed, but He is not. And He will help you love people that to you might seem to be at times unlovable. Amen? And hallelujah, He'll help you. And I know that He's helped me. Praise God. So we want to do that. And we want to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Verse 10, it says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Put everyone else ahead of yourself. That's what I wrote down. And that's not easy to do because the self is always screaming to be number one. We're born with that in sin. Hey, me, 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 me. And God is just saying, no, 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 no. Praise God. Remember, joy, Jesus, others, and you. You put Jesus first, others second, and yourself dead last. Praise Amen. God. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. I'm working for the Lord and not man. I'll give Him the very best I can. Amen. And that's the thing. We got to be out there. We're out there with non-believers. They're trying maybe to slack off a little bit. I'm going to hit it. I'm going to go with all the gusto I can muster that God gives me. I thank you. There's times I was out there in the heat. I'm shoveling blacktop. I had a young fellow that works on my crew come to me. And he said to me, he said, you know, when people get your age, I said. Anyway, he said, when people get your age, they tend to slow down. I notice you're speeding up. And, you know, it's God that helps us to, He's the one that gives us the strength to keep on going. Because I'm not working for man. I don't have to worry about any foreman. Amen? I'm working for God. Praise God. I like to say that I have a part-time job with Sullivan County, and I'm in full-time ministry for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We're working for God. In verse 12, rejoicing in hope. Hallelujah. Spring. Amen. Spring, hope burst or spring burst eternal, something like that. I got half of it right. But anyway, hope springs eternal. That's it. And thank God that every spring we can see God and the gifting that He's done in nature. You see the flowers that He's implanted the gifting in. And that flower obeys Him. Do you know that He gave the beagle his bark. Hallelujah. He gave the eagle, incorporated the eagle to fly and to soar like it does. He made the cow moo. Amen. He made everything beautiful in its time. But do you know man is the only creature that he's gifted that has the choice to surrender their gifts to him? The others, they can't help but praise God. The flowers can't help but declare the handiwork of God. They're bursting forth as we speak. Amen? Amen. Every kind of flower that you would ever think of. And we want to be like a flower that isn't seasonal, but that is perennial. Amen? Amen. That continues to flourish for God. And hallelujah, our God isn't a God of only seasonal blessings. He blesses us all the time. And we're grateful to have his giftings in our life and to be blessed by him and to continue to be blessed. And we want to surrender our gifts to him. And we praise him and we give him glory. Hallelujah. Patient in tribulation. That's verse 12 there. Patient in tribulation. And the thing about that is, I feel like this, that I'm going to tell you some stuff here that I'm not perfect. Like sometimes I don't have a lot of patience. I believe my wife could say to me, you know, you should never try to be a medical doctor because you have no patience, you go broke. And so a lot of times I'll hand her a drink and like want her to take it right away. So I need prayer for that, to be patient with her. And all of us, we can get into little things. You know, where we appear, we can speak Christianese on Sunday. But the whole deal is, can I produce that during the week with my family, on the job, whatever. You know, we want to be the same. Like Brother Bob was saying, you come in here and you turn the light on. Do we turn the light on for the Lord when we're out there? Or are we walking in darkness? We want to keep the light on, like Motel 6. Keep the light on for you. Amen. Praise God. Only with the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse, we said, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love that, and I always mention this. I can't stop repeating it. Liz Kuistra, who used to come to this church, Sue Ellen and I spent a lot of time in her home, and she was so sweet, and she told me one time that, you know, I don't have any set time to pray. I'm just praying all the time. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we're to be instant in prayer, always thinking about our brethren. There's sometimes my mind slips and then all of a sudden, hey, you need to pray for Jack, or you need to pray for Gloria, you need to pray for Teresa, or for Dan's mother-in-law, Dot, whoever it is in the body, and not just for those that aren't doing well, but for the whole body, that God would help us, that he keep us from temptation, that he deliver us from evil. Amen? Amen. And continue on that particular way. In verse 13, distributing to the necessity of the saints and given to hospitality. I thank God for all you here. I thank God that, you know, Brother Bob probably want me to say this, but that he goes and brings food to the poor and all that, and the people that need help. And everybody here that ministers to one another and helps people and does the work of the Lord. We're distributing to the necessity of the saints. Mm-hmm. And our necessity also is to tell one another, hey, the Lord loves you. I know you're struggling right now, but God is for you. I'm for you. I'm in the same boat. Amen? And sometimes we're tossed about by the waves and all that. But Jesus is coming to us. Amen? Amen. And he says, fear not. And Peter, he may have got out of that boat. He walked on water for a while. He saw the waves and he fell. And then Jesus took him by the hand. Everything was okay. And he brought him back into the boat. And God will do that for every one of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. In verses 12 through 26. So we'll just start each verse and go from there. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. One body, many members. God's desire, I believe, that we are to be open to one another. In Galatians 6:2, it says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Galatians 5:14 says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, in this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." James 5:16, "Confess your faults one to another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Hallelujah. Verse 13 here says, "By one Spirit we're all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink in one Spirit." He's the elixir that's our fixer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 14, "For the body is not one member, but many." Amen. "For the body is not one member," which means part, "but many." And I think of, if you just wanted to join and you're one member, I have a good mind to join a club and beat you with it. That's what Groucho Marx said. But hallelujah, we are together. We're not just one. Amen. We are one in togetherness. Praise God. And we endeavor to continue. And the whole truth is there's no lone ranger in this body. Amen. Kimisabe. Amen. There's no one ranger. No lone ranger. Amen. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues here. Verse 15. "If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?" You know, a lot of times in bodies, folks want to give one another the left foot of fellowship. But it says here, "If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?" Of course. It's like we're all parts. We're kind of like that skeleton. And the Lord puts the meat on our bones. But we got to walk together. And we need the hand. We need the foot. We need the knee bone connected to the hip bone, or however it goes. And we got to walk together, amen, as one. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah to His name. And verse 16. "And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?" Of course, it's still of the body. Hallelujah. That's what we've got to remember. Remember, we are to be bodybuilders. Now, Brother Dan here, he's been a bodybuilder. He lifts weights. You still lift weights, right, Brother Dan?
Once in a while.
Praise God. And the whole deal is, we need to be bodybuilders to one another. We need to curl up with a good book. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, our mission in repetition is to lift one another up in prayer. Hallelujah. Get on the barbells of the beloved. Glory to God. We thank Him that we need to do that. We need to be bodybuilders. We need to keep lifting one another up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we were on verse 16, correct? Hallelujah. The ear hearing is receiving its gift. And that's a gift in itself, that the ear hearing is receiving a gift. Because without that ear, you wouldn't be able to receive. Amen? Thank God for the ability of people that are deaf, that have sign language. Amen? Thank God for folks that are blind, that have Braille, and that the many things that the Lord has enabled people to come up with how to communicate. Praise God that the ear is for hearing and receiving. It's a gift, and we need to be as a thundering herd running to our Master's voice. Amen? Amen. The ear, the eye, they share the same head. Hallelujah. And our head is Jesus. Amen? Praise God. Verse 17, "If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling?" You know, we each have a gift or gifts. We each have a piece of His wholeness. Praise God. The eye says, "I saw the Lord, and He was high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple." The ear says that I heard that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. The smelling says, I smelt the perfume of His holy presence, and He promises to never leave or forsake me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 18. "But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased Him." God's in charge of gift alignment. Amen? and I, you know, I can't say that I want this or that. He's the one that has gifted us, and He knows what's best for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like the old song, His power, hallelujah. It's best to let Him have His way with you, I believe is how the song says. He's the one who dressed you, now rest you. Amen. You're dressed in His righteousness and His gifting, and He's made you the way He's made you. Some folks are made a certain way, and you and I are made another way, you know. I try to keep a low profile myself, but it's hard when God gave me a nose like this. But praise God, we all have our giftings, amen? And we all have to do as He has led us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, we have to also be like a town. I believe they play baseball there in Bloomington, Minnesota, to bloom where you're planted. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We've got to know this is our gifting and this is where God is using me. These are the talents I have. I'm going to give them to God. I'm not going to look for something else that may not even be there. Hallelujah. God will show us where our gifts are and we will bloom. God will show you where your gifts are. Gifts rest in His goodness. Verse 19. And if they were all one member, where were the body? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It is a members only club. Amen. As far as the body goes, you've got to be, you don't join the family of God, Catherine Coleman used to say. You're born into it. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God that we are one body. And we praise Him for that. And it's a members only club, one body. And spiritually speaking, flesh of my flesh, bone of my bones. Hallelujah. That's what we are. Verses 20 and 21. But now are they many members, but yet one body, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Praise God. We all need each other, and we all have the same destination. We are in the fraternity of eternity. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to spend eternity together, so let's get an early start on blessing our beloved. Praise God. In verses 22 through 26, I'm going to read there. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble or necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God that it is truth that we are to love the way God loves. And you just see His heart where He comes here and talking in verse 23, those members of the body which think to be less honorable, upon those we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together. He is the one that is the arranger of music of our soul. Amen? Amen? Praise God. And He has decided what should be. And that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. We've got to love one another as He has loved us.
Amen.
And that's a perfect love. And we want to do that. And we ask God to do it because we know in ourselves we don't have enough love. We need more love. We need more power. Amen? But most of all, we need more love. Hallelujah. And when one member suffers, we need to suffer with them. And like Jesus is touched with the feelings of our infirmities, we need to be touched in prayer with the feelings of the infirmities of those who are hurting in the body. And we may not even know what's going on in their lives, but God knows, and they know. And we need to pray. And we need to be open. If you have a need, you got to say to your brethren, look, I have a need. I need prayer for this. I need prayer for that. Do you have a need? How can I bless you? How can I be a bodybuilder? Hallelujah. How can I unwrap my gift to you? Praise God. So we thank Him for that. And we thank Him that He was good. You know, when I was 20 years old and I came to God, I desired to have all the gifts of the Spirit. I wanted to preach the word by the wind of the Holy Spirit. I wanted a healing ministry. I wanted to be a prophet. I wanted to write poetry of God. I wanted to sing for God. I desired to do all those works. But yet in these 35 years, the greater work that I noticed has been His gifts to me that I got the giver of life. All these works that I desired were honorable things, but the greater gift was God, the unspeakable gift, who continues to work in me. And I could say the same thing for you, that He's done the same thing for you. He begins to show us over time with the divine that it's Him and it's His giftings. I wanted so bad to be used of God and do that, but now I see it's just yielding to Him. It's like Bob said in Sunday school, it's all about surrender. And it really is about surrender. We need to surrender our lives to God. Hallelujah. He does it in every believer. And let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. Hallelujah. Have to pull my suspender up. It's coming down here. And did you know this is off the cuff? Has nothing to do with a message. But suspended animation is if you take a comic strip and hold it up. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy. Or I said 2 Timothy, didn't I? Thank you for being alert. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. And I have come today to tell you, stir up the gift that is in you today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stir up the gift. God's given us all gifts. Amen? He's given us gifts. And we need to stir it up. Hallelujah. If you're a bridge builder, if you're a bookkeeper, amen. If you're one that nurtures children, if you're one that is a counselor, amen. If you're in corrections, we're all in corrections because daily the Lord corrects us. But praise God, hallelujah. Whatever your gift is, if you sell Mary Kay, if you cut hair, if you're a paralegal, whatever you do, if you're a contractor, amen. Whatever you do, if you're an excavator, and we're all digging for the Lord, amen, Lee? Hallelujah. Praise God. We're all going for Him. And we are looking unto Him to be good. If you're home health aide, we all need care, amen? Praise God. Whatever it is, you know, Brother Jack was a plumber, and he found the union between God and man, Jesus. And He brought him to us, amen? Pastor Rich was a newspaper man. He went from, you know, the who, what, and where, and when, to telling people that Jesus is the who. He's the what, the where, and the when. Amen? And you can't win without Him. Praise you, Jesus. So we thank Him. And we, with each other, come to stir one another up. Amen? To stir up the gifts that are within you. The gift that is in you that was placed there by God. That was placed there for your benefit and your blessing. To be a gift to your family, to be a gift to your co-workers, but to be a gift to the body of Christ especially. To be a gift, amen? And you got to open up to God first before you can be that gift. And God encourages us to open up to Him. There are three ways that I know of that you can stir up the gift within you. One is the Word of God, amen? Hallelujah. These are the living stones of our lives. And we step in life from one scripture to another. They embody our faith. They carry us from one crisis to another. Amen? And we thank God that even in the good times, we need to stay with the Word, not just the bad times. We need to be with God all the time. And we have the Word to carry us forward. And He will stir up the gift, those scriptures that are in there. Amen. It just happened to fall on one right now. Verse 11 in 1 Timothy 6. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Hold on, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Praise God. We need to go to those scriptures, and you need to meditate on them and quote on them, because it'll stir up the gift that is in you. And the second way of, after you've looked at the Word and studied the Word, is prayer. We need to build up your faith, Jude 20 says, praying in the Holy Ghost. You need to be in prayer, because God will show you things in prayer. And you pray, and then you go to the Word. There's a great man of God by the name of George Muller. He used to do the opposite. He used to go to the Word, and then he would pray. And so it's different. But for each believer, we need the Word, we need prayer. Number two, praise God. And number three, we need fellowship. As Brother Bob said today, I believe it's from Hebrews 10:25, which says, forsake not the assembling of each other as the day, you know, approaches. Amen. So we need to know that we need to be together. We need to encourage one another, because it's a tough world out there. Amen? My father used to say, it's a tough world. Few get out alive. And that is true. We need to go to God, and we need His life. We need to stir up the gifts in us and keep opening those gifts to one another. Praise God. We need to be, in closing, like the three wise men who brought their gifts from afar and laid them before the king. Amen. But you and I have a greater responsibility, because we don't bring our gifts from afar. The one in the manger placed in us those gifts. And all we have to do, He already gave them to us. We just return them to the King. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You that we would be a blessing to one another, that we would just open up the gifts that we have to one another, first opening them up to You, and that we would support one another, Lord God, that when any army goes in, when they go against any nation that they're looking to conquer, they come in with air support, but we come in with prayer support. Amen. And we thank You and we worship You. We give You glory that, Father, You prayed that they be one as we are one. Jesus, You prayed. And we just thank You, and we ask that You would bless now this time together for the fellowship afterwards. We just thank You for all that You've done, all that You're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Yep.
I'd like to say something. Wow. I mean, I wasn't here for Pastor's Bible study in the morning. I missed most of this right now. But as I went to children's church today, we're supposed to do Revelation. As I sat down in prayer with the children, the Lord says, no, teach them about Me. Teach them what I want of you, to surrender yourself to Me, have the faith to go out, to come here, to join our family in here, and just to speak up as a children, to speak up as one of the family, that they shouldn't be embarrassed to speak up about the Lord. Amen. That we can learn from them, is just as we can learn from You, but mostly about the salvation. Our salvation comes from Him, and that we have to have the faith to believe that we can do anything if we surrender and pray first to Him.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I just sat down here for a brief few minutes. The light was on, so I thought it was over. But the Lord had different plans for me. He wanted to let everyone know that He's here. He's spot on.
Amen.
I wasn't here for the surrender part, but He led me to tell His teaching children about surrender to Him.
Praise God.
All things will come.
Amen.
You know, that there's bullies in schools and everything, but wake up in the morning and pray. As a body, we all pray for each other.
Amen.
That we can't. Together, we divided, we fall together with the Lord. Mm-hmm. We're in.
Amen.
So I just want to praise the Lord for bringing that children into my life to teach them that today.
Amen.
And that we as adults learn the exact same thing.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to have a closing song and then close in prayer, and then the altar will be open. Praise God. Hallelujah.
She goes up.
What?
Where you know I know.
There's a federal thing. Okay. Wait a minute. You're supposed to read her?
No, she's reading me.
Where she goes, I will go.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way.
That's a very